y'all. It's Chaisa, a lifestyle brand, and today is Monday, and I'm here to motivate it. And I want to say that there's only one of you, and you've had whatever experience that you've had. And so, like, whenever that little thing that tries to creep in to make you think about someone else's life or compare yourself, or even that little competitive edge that you may have, I want you to just to fall back and get in your lane and slay in your lane, because there's no one that can do you like you. And I think it takes a long time, you know, to get to the point where you're actually like, yeah, you're right. And I think about the Tootsie Roll Pop, you know, like this sucker that back in the day, there used to be a commercial with this owl that asked, you know, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll or to get to the center? And it was inconclusive, but there's like some study that said that it takes like over 400 or maybe 700 licks to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll in the sucker. And so that's with us too. It takes a long time to get to the point where you actually are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And a lot of times we get in our own way because we think too much. And nothing wrong with being a critical thinker. You know, you want to be critical. And that means when you're being critical, you're not just on the surface, like surface level, where you're just like making assumptions. It's like where you have had time, where you've investigated, you've asked questions, you went back and forth, and then you came up with some conclusion. So a lot of times we get in our own way because we just don't believe that there can be better. Even though you have read your scripture and you have went to church and you have gotten your hype team to hype you up, but yet belief comes from the inside. Just like that Tootsie Roll, it has to be something that hadn't been touched yet. And in the center, that's also where your spirit man is at. With your spirit man, that's how you connect to God. And a lot of times when we connect to God, we're connecting to him through our flesh. We're connecting to him through our souls, where our souls have been hurt and wounded, rejected. So we're protecting ourselves by not really giving our all to him. And when we don't give our all to him, it's like he's not going to demand it. He's not going to beg for it. He's not going to punish you. It's just, he's just going to wait until you receive him, until you receive that he just loves you. So I want to say for the person that may have, you know, given up a little bit, remember, you are the expert of your experience and you have a message to share. And there are people out there who are going to benefit from hearing what you have to say. So sometimes you got to like kind of do some, you know, some legwork. You got to do some things that may not count for the main thing, but it still builds and adds. You might need to get a journal, a dear diary, to like start processing your feelings, to just dump it out. And then after you get to that where you got all this stuff out, got this inventory, you want to get your word, because the word is the truth. A lot of times our feelings, they're valid, but they're not true. Our feelings can have been based on other people, but we're letting other people drive us to dead ends or drive us to conclusions instead of getting the answer. Like, Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the answer. So you have a journal, and then you got the word of God to go find how to deal with anger, how to deal with sadness, how to deal with being betrayed, you know, because Judas, you know, betrayed Jesus, and Jesus already knew that he was going to get betrayed. And it's like, he didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. And everything that was, you know, said to happen, it happened. And it's like, wow, that's like some Jesus love for real. Because if we even have an inkling of someone, you know, gonna do us wrong or even give us a penny short, you know, at the cash register, we gonna pop off. And so you want to really get into that word, and not just get in the word, but let that word get into you, where you're able to allow God to cleanse you. You know, you got to get clean from the inside, because again, like that Tootsie Roll Pop or that Tootsie Sucker with that hard exterior, it protects you. It's like it houses you. It encases you. But at the same time, it can be a prison as well. So we want to get free from being imprisoned by that hardness, because some people do need to get in. And that's not just people, but Jesus. And God will do the rest to keep those out. Because when we are messed up in our emotions, our reasoning is all off too. It's wrecked because we, you know, can kind of find ourselves going through the same thing over and over again, like that broken record, because it's not healed yet. And you kind of are going to attract what you are. And that's just what it is. After you've gotten the word, you want to also ask God, you know, and you want to pray for him to heal you. You want to confess it and say, I've been struggling. I've been dealing with this. I've been holding this weight. I want to get free from it. You have to ask him to help you. Because some of us, we wear crosses or we bear crosses that's not a cross. We just bearing the nails. You know, we're not bearing no kind of cross at all. And the cross for you could be maybe something that God wants you to hold, where he has you in a position where, you know, it's uncomfortable, or he has you in a place where, you know, he wants you to hold on to him. But the cross could be things that are not him, but you're still bearing it. Whether that's you're going to be the one in your family to be the first generation to go to college, or you're the first one to launch out and start your business, and being the first. And that being the first person can be like a cross as well, because it's like, I wouldn't say a bad burden, but it's kind of like heavy because no one's been before you or gone before you. So you don't really know what's expected or how it's going to go. It can be very lonely. But after you have prayed, you want to develop a lifestyle of this, that where you're always processing. Because if you just do it one time, you know, remember there's layers and layers to this. And so you may have got some relief, but you want to be completely relieved, where you're really set free, delivered, whole and healed and able to be who you need to be. And a lot of times it's a mystery. It can be kind of scary because that work, you're going to put in some sweat equity when you're putting in that work. And it's going to be some things you confront that you face from your past that are not so pleasant. And it hurts. But hurt allows you to know that you're still alive. And hurt allows you to know that I need help and that only God can heal me. So hurt is more than just hurting just for the sake of being inflicted or afflicted, but being able to get what you need from God, because now you know what's going on with you. It lets you see that maybe I've numbed myself, or maybe I put a Band-Aid on it so I haven't had to deal with it and address it. And I didn't have to feel it because I was just focusing on this area right here. And then after you've made this become a lifestyle, then you're going to help somebody else. You're going to ask God, who do you want me to help? I'm here to serve, God. Because even though you might have felt like you did this all by yourself, no, you did not do it by yourself, because you had somebody praying for you, even if you didn't know who was praying for you. Because if you are a person that is sharp, where you cut people all the time, and you work with people, you go to school with people, you got friends, trust me, they see you. They see and they feel you, that you got this heaviness, that you got this hurt. So God is the kind of God that he's going to just do his thing. You know, he's going to prompt people to pray for you. And it's like for them to pray with you or pray for you, even if you don't know about it, it's just a love thing. Because it's like God can just fix you by himself. But God is like where he sees us all the same, his children. And he wants us to serve one another. And he wants us to love on one another. So being able to pray for someone else, even if it doesn't like benefit you, it's an act of love, and it's for God. And it's a beautiful thing when a person is able to see that their prayer has been answered, because you start acting right. You start actually saying my pleasure, as if you worked at Chick-fil-A, even though you ain't got no job at Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I want to get on to this, the next part, as far as like, you know, where does this take me to? It takes you to a place, you know, in him. It takes you to where you're able to like now receive the thing you've been wanting. You've been wanting your dream to come true, but now you're like, my dream, I thought that was my dream, but my dream is way bigger than that, because my dream now is not self-seeking. It's to serve other people. I want to help other people. And that's where we should all be at, where we once we get free, we go back and help somebody else. because freedom is like, until we are free, then we're not free. But we're free in Christ. But God, he had his son pay a price. So it's like when you get free, it's not like you did anything. Even though you did the work, you cried and snotted and you sought out the Lord and you was able to be really proactive. But at the same time, it's not a you that I got it and you can get it yourself. It's not that thing, because that's not love. So this process, when you're able to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, it should cause you to have a sensitivity for others. It should, because when God is in control and he's a center, he loves you enough. You know, he's going to do what he can do. But some people, they looking for a sign, a wonder, and a miracle. Maybe you're that. And that's all I got.